Stray FM. Harrogate-based CNG Dealing Gas, and they understand that in order to have a sustainable future, combining renewable energies with education is vital. They've teamed up with local schools many times, but now they're taking it one step further. CNG are going global, and here to talk about their latest exciting school project in Kenya is Ellis Hall.
So this is where it gets really interesting, because we can teach these kids in the UK about solar energy, and they might see that from the use of it that they have got new books, okay? They might not have necessarily needed those books for a life-changing matter, but what we are starting to do is we're working with a gentleman called Will Ellis, who has a consultancy company, who's been working in Kenya for a few years. He's done various projects, and he's helped a lot of kids over there, so he's got some real good connections into African charities. So speaking to him, we got involved in doing a project over there, and this is a project that I've always wanted to do a project in Africa, and CNG has always wanted to do something in Africa. There's been a lot of talk about it amongst the employees, so we were able to identify a school over there that was in dire need of hot water. So the kids over there, there's 600 students that are currently showering in conditions that you would never want your kids to shower in. They were taking a cold bucket outside into a shack, effectively made out of corrugated tin, and pouring it over their heads. And you think, well, it can't be that bad. It's in Africa, it's warm. Well, this school is 125 kilometers north of Nairobi, and it's up in the mountains. So it does get very, very cold up there. I went over there back in July to visit the school, meet the kids, meet the teachers, meet all the suppliers, and sort out all the logistics. And when we went up there, it was cold and it was rainy. And there's about 20 showers also for 600 students. So these kids are having to get up the crack of dawn to have a shower. And some of them aren't even showering for weeks. And the conditions are so bad that it's leading to problems such as like cold and flu, which obviously we all get, but skin infections because they've got really bad drainage and dirty water, and even cases of pneumonia, which isn't great because we wake up on a daily basis. So what we have taken upon the task to do is build them two new shower blocks out of used shipping containers for the sustainability element, and provide them conventional showers. And the way that we are going to heat the water is through renewables. So we're going to be using solar thermal, so panels that will directly heat the water and then be able to provide these kids with the water that they need, which is going to set them off on a much better start to the day, hoping that the education is going to benefit, the health is going to benefit. But how does this link back into the UK is what people have been asking. Well, it links back in a perfect way. I mentioned that the schools in the UK are going to get the solar as well. They're going to see the benefit through resources that they receive. But being able to show the kids in the UK that the future of energy through solar, to start with, is going to have a direct impact on the welfare of children's lives through renewables is going to be the much bigger impact that we are trying to deliver. And hopefully that is going to be a real education piece for not just the kids, but also for adults as well, and anybody that's even in the industry or anybody that's not in the industry. I just think it's a really exciting project to get involved with.
And just give us an idea of the kind of money that you're hoping to crowdfund to deliver this.
Yes, so you mentioned that we are crowdfunding it. That has gone live already. So please follow us to our website and you'll be able to check out the link.
And can anybody take part in that?
Absolutely. Anybody can get involved. Anybody can give from as little to £10 all the way up to an award that's worth £5,000. And what it's really all about is CNG could probably do this project silently. And we're not a company that would really shout about it. It's maybe something that we would, it might be in the paper that we've done something. But what it's all about, it's about that awareness and about giving people an understanding about what change that we can make to people's lives. And CNG is at a stage now in its career that it's got the opportunity to be able to give back. So we've started giving back on a local scale, but now we've got the ability to give back on a global scale. And I mentioned to you before, there's a million and one reasons why we should be doing a project like this, but I can't actually think of a single reason why we shouldn't be. And we take that responsibility, and hopefully we are starting to turn it into to something good and life-changing for these 600 students. But we don't want to stop there. This is the start of a journey for us and for everybody that wants to get involved. We want to link up with certain companies that want to do the same sort of thing, and hopefully we'll be able to start giving back much more on a larger scale as well.
Well, can tell how up for it you are and how passionate about the project you are. Thank you for explaining it so well. And keep us posted.
Absolutely. I'll update you from today onwards. So it will be 30 days from today. And hopefully by that 30th day, we'll have got that £50,000 that we need. If we get to the £50,000 and people still want to donate, any money that we do raise after that will be going to further projects where we start to make a difference. Or we might even use this idea to then develop libraries and extra classroom for these kids, because these kids have got 600 students and there's four classrooms, so it's a large amount of kids per classroom. So if we can start the day better and then start to improve their education, then we will do so. And there's plenty of more schools in the area that are in dire need of help. Yeah. So this is just the start of our journey, and it's a very interesting one, to say the least. Stray FM.